When President Obama gave his goodbye speech this week, one of hip-hop's most politically active stars was watching. Killer Mike is a rapper who actively campaigned for the man he calls that old, crazy, haircutted white guy from Vermont. He gave him a shout out at the Democratic National Convention.
His name is Senator Bernard Sanders, and we've all been on a journey with him. If you've been pro Bernie, let me hear you make some noise. If you feel the burn, let me hear you make some noise.
Killer Mike really did feel the burn. So when he and another rapper named LP joined us to talk about some new music from their band Run the Jewels, we also got their take on the president's farewell. Killer Mike says he did like it when President Obama urged Americans to get more involved.
When he started talking about activism, lacing up your boots, hitting the streets, you know, I tweeted, sounds like someone's been listening to the OG, the old guy Bernie.
Clearly, neither of these guys are Trump supporters, but they say they also aren't dreading the transition.
I don't have a sense of dread, to be honest. And the older black people I talk to don't have a sense of dread, who've lived under Nixon and who've lived under duplicitous presidents and governors before. So, no, what I have is a sense of what's next and what can we do to take care of ourselves.
At this point, LP chimes in.
I think that it's a mistake to let our history off the hook so much so to say that Trump is introducing the idea of dread into American culture.
Scathing social commentary. It's a big part of what these artists do musically as Run the Jewels.
Where are horses? I mean, a horse is a horse, of course, but who rides is important. Sitting high with a uniform, barking orders, the man of order. And I'm scared that I talk too much about what I think's going on. Got away with this. They might drag me away for this.
The duo takes its inspiration from the rap they grew up hearing in the 80s and 90s, at a time when the war on drugs and cocaine were ravaging American cities. Killer Mike had a front row seat from his neighborhood in Atlanta.
I saw the world change. I saw it go upside down. And the irony of it is the only people who were telling the truth about what was happening at the time was rappers.
Today, they hope to carry the mantle. 2016 provided a lot of material, not least the Black Lives Matter protests, sparked by several high-profile shooting deaths of African-Americans by police.
He just leaving, man, he screaming, Jesus.
He had the highest hope. He had the
highest people yelling, hope. Screaming at police.
Rise tonight. Rise
burning, tonight. Looting, shooting, taking, thieving.
We unfolded a narrative in this one that we knew was important to get right. We wanted to make it an anatomy of a riot.
But they know his problems and feel his pain.
She's still sighing.
We just pray off in they deadly game.
It's called Thieves, Screamed the Ghost. It's about how these shooting victims don't just go away. Again, Killer Mike.
I think that there is a pound of flesh owed in terms of this country making sure all of its citizens enjoy the constitutional rights that are promised. And because we don't, we keep resetting to the same place of anger and fear and angst and explosions of that. The dead don't rest, the souls don't speak, based on the fact that this country's still not offering full justice.
Nobody gets no more sleep till we teach them remembering.
That's Killer Mike and LP of Run the Jewels.